Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kool-Aid drinkers, oh my God, we're back. And I'm sorry to say, Big Z is not with us tonight. He's got the COVID. He's laid up in bed. He's with the COVID, and he's waiting for Dr. Fauci to do a house call. And he's on his way right now to get cured with whatever it takes, some ivermectin and some ibuprofen and stuff, and he'll be good to go for the next pot, I am quite sure. But in the meantime, we're filling in. We got our part of our crew here. We got Bob.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, and Rud Dog.
Yo!
And of course, we got our producer, Kid J. He's to help us out here. So we're just wing-dinging this here right now because Big Z just, just at the last second he couldn't make it. But you know what? We're going to do it anyway. So here we go. So where do we start? I know. Let's start with the injury update, okay? I think that's important news for this time. So for the injury update, I'm just going to refer to Kid J to give us the facts, and then we're going to discuss it. So Kid J, can you help us out here with the injury update for the Lions this week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, UJ. The big news for the injury report this week is that Ali McNeil is on the short-term IR with a knee sprain, so he's going to be out the next 4 games. So I believe he'll be eligible to come back week 18 for the last game of the season. And for the injury report this week, we're recording on a Wednesday. Frank Ragnow did not practice. Malcolm Rodriguez had limited practice with an ankle injury, and Alex Anzalone and Hendon Hooker were both full participants practice.
Wow.
Today.
What do you guys think of that?
It's
Bob.
Well, it's a bummer losing McNeil for that time. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have Anzalone back. I wonder if Campbell's resurgence is like, Anzalone's like, oh, maybe my hand is fine after all. I don't want to mess up.
Campbell did have a pretty decent game that last game.
Yeah.
Kind of showing
some
of
I'm glad we have him back for sure, though. We could use him.
Yeah. How about you, Rudd?
Yeah, that sucks about McNeil.
Yeah.
That's
horrible.
It's a little hole.
He was our most solid guy in there.
I mean, honestly, outside of Hutch, I'd say he's our next best D lineman. Those two are, I think they've been pretty much carrying that front four for the most part. That hurts. But, you know, next man up, that's what we do. We got Tyson Alualu. And though he won't help this week, but, it sucks. Injuries suck. It's part of the game. This team, though, I think they'll handle them. I think they'll get the job done regardless.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got
it. It seems like they're uninterested in adding Sue to the mix from whatever.
Yes. Good observation.
I haven't heard anything. Did they say definitively that they're not? Or
well, I think somebody asked Campbell about it, and he just said, we're doing what's best for our team right now.
Yes.
He said they're looking at everything, right?
Campbell said, we have looked at everybody, and we are happy with what we've done here, and we are happy to going forward.
So, he didn't rule it out, though, did he?
Kind of, in a subliminal way.
He might have. I still was kind of hoping. I mean, like, if you're going to go for a mercenary at this stage, come on, man. Because, here's the thing. If he actually did come, you know, that means he actually chose Detroit, too, which would be at least kind of nice to see. Maybe a little payback for the way he left things. But as things stand, I'm fine with what we got.
I don't know. You think Campbell thinks he could disrupt the chemistry? They seem really, really sometimes I think over concerned about the team chemistry at times, because you know in this sport, in this game, sometimes you got to have a misfit here or there that just gives some kind of spark, but they seem really concerned with the the locker room.
CD's
and,
got
and
that,
all that
covered.
Yeah, CD Deuce. He's CD, the closest one to that.
He's the big. He's the enough of a jester to keep everyone else, you know, sane. But I don't know. I didn't get that. We don't even know because you don't know. Maybe Sue's just never an option for us. Maybe he has no interest in coming back. So it's hard to even say. But
yeah. But UJ, I think that Brad Holmes has done a pretty good job in keeping to the formula of the guys they want. Guys who love football and all that, like this Irvin guy they brought in, he like is still pissed off that he didn't get the respect he had when he was playing before. So he's got that chip on his shoulder, and I don't know if Sue has that, or you know, I like Sue, I wouldn't mind seeing him, but I can understand they're looking for like certain attributes.
Yeah,
he doesn't have what they want.
That's why I don't know that Sue doesn't fit, because Sue, I mean, whatever his mercenary tendencies might be, the dude was a hard worker. That dude was just focused on his craft, like he went after it. I don't know.
I agree. I'm just saying that I think Holmes and those guys did that as part of their evaluation, whatever the reason.
Right.
Maybe it's not that. But.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Know, whatever their decision was and why they decided it, you know, that's up to them. But believe me, I think every fan out there would be really curious to see Sue back in the uniform.
It's still possible.
Yeah, at least for a few games. So
I mean, he ain't signed anywhere yet. So.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I wonder if they've talked to him, because it seems to me like Sue would probably be interested now that they're good. And the way he left on that at the playoff game, I mean, he was pretty upset when they lost that, even though
right.
he was ready for a paycheck. He really thought that team could do something that year.
Well, he said earlier this year in October that if he comes back to another team this year, he wants to be in a contender. He wants to be in the mix. So does he consider us one of those teams? I think you would have to, really. I mean, we're a contender right now.
We are one. And, just says, does he deem us worthy of him, though? That's
well, I know. But you got to admit, just for curiosity's sake, it would be a blast seeing him in a Lions uniform.
Well, yeah, and he's just a monster. I mean, you know, at the very least, you put him in there on rundowns, and it's going to be really hard to run in that part of the field. Like,
and then, wouldn't that be crazy if they got him for the playoffs, and then he went up against the Rams and Stafford again, because, you know, he kind of hates Stafford.
Stomps on Stafford's arm.
Yeah. Yeah. If we got him this, we could stomp on Justin Fields. That would be nice. That guy.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
He can catch him.
Murdering us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, boy. Anyway.
Well, he's been murdering us with yards, not with wins. So.
True. True that. But I put some of that on the coaching, not on him so much, at least in that last game against the Bears. So I don't know. I don't think the Bears will make those same type of mistakes if they're in that situation again. But we just can't let them get in that situation again, eh?
Three turnovers is something I feel confident we can avoid this time.
Yeah. Well, I think that's been a point of emphasis, and it was much improved last week. So I think we're going to see that continue this week too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. The game is in Chicago this week, and it's outdoors on grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people say Jared Goff isn't very good on the grass. And
a lot of people
weather.
Are stupid.
I agree. Expound, please.
I mean, you listen to Goff. Goff is unflappable. I mean, like, the dude, like, if they didn't bring it up, he wouldn't be concerned. Like, even, what's our quarterback's coach name? Help me out here, somebody. Brunell.
Mark Brunell.
Yeah, he was talking about how Goff, like, he's like, I used to hate the wind. Like, I would always, like, be like, hope we didn't have windy days or whatever. But with Goff, it's like, you wouldn't know. He it doesn't bother him one way or the other. He's seen it all. He's confident in any weather. I don't know what the stats say, but I would probably defy you to, you know, probably most quarterbacks don't do great in inclement weather. But I just think Goff is stone cold, man. I don't think it's going to faze him.
Yeah. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, Goff, he did seem to, if you're talking about wind specifically, I think it did kind of affect him in that Ravens game. But for some reason, it didn't affect the other team.
Right.
It seemed like some of those passes, I don't know if he was just off that day, but
I thought
the wind was a little affecting our passing game in that game.
Hmm.
But I, you know, like you said, Goff, he's a pro, man. He's seen it all, and I'm sure he'll be ready for whatever in this game.
Yeah, and, you know, let's remember the end of last year, he played outdoor at Green Bay and in very cold weather, and he did great. Didn't affect him there, did it? So
very true.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I think he's gonna have a good game. And besides, if you're a football player, if you're really a football player, like Campbell says, you these guys love football. These guys watch guys that love football and eat football and sleep football. And don't you want to play in the weather, man? Like, I want to play in like the worst shit that you can right. drum up. Like, if it's cold, I want to be out there cold. If it's raining, I want to be out there in the rain. If it's snow, I want to be out there. I can't wait for that. I used to love that stuff when I played.
Like, would you tell me, UJ, when I was playing, what would you teach me? Any weather is perfect football weather.
Yeah. Perfect weather. Yeah. Whatever weather is, it's perfect it football matter. Weather, right? It doesn't matter. This That's sport can right. be played in any weather, anytime, anywhere.
That's right.
Like Campbell said, in a parking lot or whatever he said in the back
of Arby's.
Is that like that that Marky Mark movie where he's the quarterback or the guy for the Eagles?
Oh yeah. Yeah. In the
parking lot.
Invincible.
The lights on
That's right.
Yeah. He plays Joe Papali or whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
Vince Papali. Vince Papali.
Yeah, they played in like movie. A just like a lot, right?
Yeah.
Those are badass football games, man. I wanted to be in those games when I
get road rash.
My youth, I used to play in some of those once in a while.
Those are fun. Like, yeah, when you're a kid, like we used to play up at the golf course and like in the snow and stuff, tackle football. And
yeah.
You know, obviously it's just getting together, but it was fun just the flying best. Around, tackling. And
we did too. And none of us made the pros, though. None of us.
Facts.
We played our guts out, but man, I know, no one noticed us.
Isn't it funny how much easier it is to play tackle football when you're kids, though?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't, you don't pay as much of a price for it.
I don't know. We've seen a couple of broken bones in our games.
Yeah, back in the day. It happens. But, you know, what now we're like when you're, even when you're, by the time you're like 20s, if you're playing tackle, pickup football, you're probably a pretty hard motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, UJ, where we went to high school at St. Rita, when you were there, the main football field was not. The grass was not good.
What grass
existed? Yeah, basically, the team would like span out and walk across the field and pick up rocks and bottle caps.
Was it like
shit,
a dirt lot, basically?
Yeah.
No,
basically.
You're right though. Once we were doing an offense, and at this particular time, I was the backup quarterback, so I'm like standing there watching run plays, and I'm bored, and I'm looking on the ground, and I'm picking up rusty nails, and within 10 minutes, I had a handful of rusty nails, probably from like. The 60s or 50s, whenever they built that stadium, you know, they're just, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was the worst field I ever played on, but we loved it because it was our home.
But it was
advantage.
Awesome. And the south end zone, right at the back of the end zone, was a solid concrete wall.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no running out
there's
of the
no
end zone.
There's no space between it, you know, after the end zone. It's pretty
cool. Yeah. Wasn't your one receiver still like, flattened to it to this day.
They used to keep a giant spatula out there to scrape a yacht. Yeah, that field was something else, man. But anyway,
Soldier Field should be a little better condition than that.
A little better. Although they seem to complain about that field a lot, though, over the years.
I played on it, and it's not as impressive as you expect.
Yeah, well, they make it look good for TV. You know, they paint it green or something. I don't know what they do, but I do like the fact that they're playing on grass. I personally, as a personal opinion, think all the NFL games should be played on grass, no matter what.
Yeah.
Grass
is good. Soldier Field, in particular, they've had problems with their grounds crew or whatever the hell they do. They have concerts there and they mess up the grass and whatever.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, UJ. It'd be fun if we see everybody.
Well, and like it's the NFL. Like they have the money to maintain grass fields. Come on. Like I get colleges saving money because their program, you know, doesn't necessarily rake in the dough. But like
exactly,
the pros should have the best, and the best is grass.
Oh yeah, man! The mud, the pulling grass out of people's face mess, you know, and all
it's
that.
Just a big turf conspiracy. You know? That's all.
But I'll tell you what I would do if I was a player these days, and we were playing on grass and conditions, or it's kind of muddy. I would be smearing face masks of those guys who wear those
visors.
Those visors, you know, with the clear visors and stuff like that.
I wonder if people do that.
I would just smear it on their faces so they couldn't see. So they'd have to leave the game to get their face mask cleaned off or something.
They just do the peel offs, UJ, like motocross.
That's what I would
like
do.
Like motocross that they'll peel off things?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's another invention. Hey, any of you people listening out there, that's our idea. We came up with it here
patent pending podcast.
So patent pending on that one. So don't mess with it, all right?
Peel offs not to be confused with the motocross peel offs. These are specifically football ones.
Specific. You know, it's like, come on, admit it. some of this stuff, you know, like if you saw a guy with big dreads or long hair hanging out the back of his helmet,
wouldn't
you just be
him.
Tackling him by the hair?
100%. Like if you could, if I got that opportunity,
if you
it's
could.
Fair play, man.
I just wonder if there's an unwritten rule in the NFL where, you try not to do that to a guy, you know, because there's too many long haired players out there.
Well, I guess if you're like, what, remember the one year we actually did it and got called for horse collar? Wasn't it Sue, actually?
Yeah.
Who did?
Crap. I think it was Sue. Yeah.
It was Sue. Yeah.
Such crap.
Is that against Chargers, I think? I'm not sure. But that was ridiculous.
It was. It was completely by the hair. that was good. But anyway. Did we digress just there a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. I think this is important stuff that needs to be talked about. You know, people don't mention this stuff. Oh, hey, I want to do a shout out to, Monday night game, I think it was. Or was it our game? No, it was our game, the Saints game. Well, Kamara went flying out of bounds, and one of the side officials just got slammed into, and his leg just went the wrong way.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm mad at the TV coverage. And I like, if it was a player or something, they literally just pretended like nothing happened. As soon as they saw it was a bad injury, they moved the camera away and then never said a word.
Nope.
Just not a word. Say, hey, we hope he's all right. He's one of our crew, man. These guys are all part of the team, man. They're all part of the show, right? You know, give them a few props, man. I mean, come on. They said nothing.
That was a broken fibula and a dislocated knee. So that was a legit injury.
Horrible injury. They said nothing. I mean, come on, man.
We hope he's all right.
Not even that.
Or like, oh, that was awesome. Let's look at that again.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
I don't know. I just had to throw that out there because that bothered me a little bit.
I did too. Well, plus just the obliviousness of it was just incredibly irritating. It's like, we all know the game is being delayed like another couple minutes because this guy's been like legs been split and they're just like, oh, well, the Saints are doing this. Blah, blah. It's like no moment of like at all, like acknowledgement. Just, I thought that was really lame.
That's one of your team, man. He went down. Anyway, I had to throw that out there because I thought that was pretty bad. Pretty bad in the coverage. Yeah. So, okay. Now that we've digressed as much as we have, it wasn't our prediction. That was our digression. So maybe we need to do more digressions. And then, hey, that's an idea. Yeah, digressions.
Just don't do any transgressions.
We can do a different gression every show. Like aggression, transgression, digression.
Progression?
Progression. I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't know. Anyway,
I think that was another digression.
That's a rambling digression.
Okay, maybe
it's like a ripple effect. They just keep expanding.
Okay, I think we all kind of know what the Bears are like this year. They've been getting steadily better the last few weeks, so they are something to be reckoned with. And with Justin Fields on the field, he's a tough guy to stop, man. He is tough to stop, and we have not been able to stop him. However, they have other weaknesses in their team, but their defense has been getting a lot better. But I think our offense is better than their defense. So this is where I think
our defense is better than their offense.
I think the key is we got to stop them on third down once in a while. I mean, that last game, man, they had those long drives and kept getting third downs and kept going. Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
The turnovers were the real thing, though. I still think, the defense needs to do better. I'm not taking that away, but really, just if we don't turn that ball over, that game just doesn't look like that. It just doesn't. And because we didn't let them just score every time, and those drives, they kept, like, how much time did they, like, just eat up? Like, they're really good at keeping the ball in their hands, but not necessarily at scoring. So I think if we can just keep them out of the end zone, I think they can eat up the clock all they want because I think our offense is going to score. So.
Yeah, because he's going to get yards. Like Campbell said today at his press conference, he's like, everybody schemes to stop Justin Fields, but look at the Vikings game. He still broke out, and that he's like, I'm sure they told everybody contained him.
Right.
You know, like, and I'm sure they pushed that on him too. But it's hard to stop him. But it isn't hard to necessarily win the game against him, but to stop him from breaking out occasionally, it's going to happen. You know.
You met any coaches? I told you guys to keep him in the pocket. I can't coach him too fast. I tried. I don't know. Anyway,
where is that guy from?
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say about the upcoming match or our opponent, the Bears, who we hate so much this week?
I heard on Detroit radio, they were talking about the Bears are rumored to be interested in Eric Bieniemy if they fire Eberflus. So
Eric Bieniemy.
Anyway, that's for future podcasts.
Well, then he will truly be Bieniemy. The enemy.
Bieniemy will be the enemy.
Yes.
Bieniemy.
Yes.
He'll be Bieniemy number one in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Very good. Thanks, KJ.
So, thank you. Yeah.
All right. Well, now that we've. Hey, you know what time it is now? You guys know?
No.
It is time for our
roar
of the week. Oh boy, I'll tell you what. There's
going to
be
intimidating as hell, man.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roaring going on here too. So, okay, for a roar of the week, we're going to start out with Rud Dog.
We should do that to the next guy who enters the lion den. We just start the segment with just roaring at him. My roar of the week this week is a guy who's been quiet but not ineffective, and that is Aiden Hutchinson. I think he's going to finally have that breakout game where he doesn't just get a bunch of pressures, but he gets home. I think he's going to get not one, not two, but three Sekarunis on old Josh Fields. Ooh. I think he's going to go off. He was talking Josh today Fields. About, well, Justin Fields too. So it's six sacks now. I don't know who Josh is, but that guy's getting sacked. He was talking today about how the cold brings out another level of play in him, and he said as a Michigander, maybe, but I just think he's finally gonna show us this week, and it's gonna be a bit of a revelation. Get back on track, a nice little three splash sacks to make him, you know, get his overall number up a little bit again. It's gonna be a big game. He's gonna really be a game wrecker, and. Yeah, I think he's just going to take over, and that one of those sacks is going to be at the end to go home. It's going to turn into a fumble, and he's going to turn for a touchdown. So,
oh man, I
like Aiden Hutchinson. Right. Aiden Hutchinson is my roar of the week.
Oh yeah, a good one, a good one, Bob.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Yes, my roar of the week. I'm going to go. You know, if you listen to Bears broadcasts, they're always like. That Cole Kmet is really coming along. You know, he's a really solid pro, you know, really coming into his own. But he's straight up trashed compared to Sam Laporta, a rookie who has went off last week. So, you know, I should probably pick a different guy. But I'm going with him back-to-back big weeks out of Sam Laporta.
Yes.
We'll show them what tight end play is really like in this city. So, Sam Laporta, he's going to go off again. Another 100 yards and a touchdown.
Ooh.
Another big game and a few key blocks and some big runs. So.
He like
Sam Laporta is my roar of the week.
Oh, yeah, baby. Connor couldn't make it today, but he sent in his roar of the week. And his roar of the week is his Gibbs. Cold weather. Lions rely on ground game more. He steps up as pass catcher to Bears. Number one D goes down. Number one run D goes down. That's Connor's roar of the week. And right. Kid Jay, what do you think? What do you think?
My roar of the week is going to be, I think it's going to be Jared Goff. I think he's going to, you know, take advantage of the cold weather, and he's going to have, I say, like two passing touchdowns and like 300 yards passing through the air. So I think he's going to be the roar of the week.
Wow.
Nice.
Kid Jay, you stole my thunder, buddy, because my roar of the week also is going to be Jared Goff. Because, you know, the naysayers are always saying nay about Jared Goff. Nay, yes, nay, nay, they say all the time. Jared Goff can't play in the cold. Jared
Aptly
Goff
named.
Can't play outdoors. Can't play in the grass. He's too skinny. He's too tall. He's too short. He's too, I don't know. You say a bunch of stuff about him, though. And it's not nice. They should be more nice. And Goff is going to come out there, and he's going to just have a game, man, in the weather. And he's going to prove all these naysayers wrong. And he'll say nay to you, naysayers. And he's going to have 275 yards at least. And it might be more with three tutties. And I wouldn't be surprised if LaPorta caught one. And
is that his rushing yards?
No.
He's going to outrush Fields.
If you're betting, you know, you always see the in the DraftKings or whatever, they say Goff rushing yards. And it's always like 1 yard or like minus 1 yard or something like that. Yeah. Always bet the under with Goff. Always. He just doesn't get any yards. Anyway, my roar of the week is Jared Goff. He's going to just go off in this game. So, yes, sir. That is my roar of the week.
Hey, UJ, if naysayers were more nice, would they still be naysayers?
They would be nice naysayers, but they would still be naysayers nonetheless. I mean, is it a naysayer I could sit down and drink a beer with? Is it a naysayer I would not allow to sit next to me and I would punch him in the nose? I don't know. You have to weigh your naysayers.
Everyone knows.
You know what
that.
I mean? You
always weigh your naysayers.
Yeah. I mean, weigh them. You gotta, you know, you say nay, but what do you mean when you say nay? Is it a nice nay?
Maybe
or
you just
mean
nay because you're hoarse.
Ooh. Anyway, so that was.
Did you say Connor's roar?
He did Connor's. He didn't do Z's.
It was Gibbs.
Well, no, you did Z's.
He didn't
did
do
his
Z's.
Description, but you did Connor's. Well, anyway.
Oh, my God. That was Z's. I read it wrong. I am so sorry. That was
but
big Z's.
You're the same guy.
Yeah, they have the same roar.
Oh, well, then that's good. Connor also had Gibbs. So Connor and Big Z both have Gibbs as their roar of the week. So, yes.
And Connor said Gibbs will continue to solidify himself as RB1. Mm. That was his comment.
So. Thanks for correcting me, Bob. I kind of.
I'm happy to do it.
I kind of went.
Makes me feel good about myself.
Dyslexious on that one a bit.
Dyslexia?
Can you be dyslexious when you go up and down or just sideways? Because in the text it was like up and down, and it's not because like a lot of times dyslexia is side to side. I think that's the way I like it.
I don't know.
Anyway,
what is it when you say the words wrong?
I was vertically dyslexic there.
Okay.
If that's a thing. So now, hold on, folks. It's coming. Here it is. Are you ready? Drum roll. Time for our world famous predictions. Yeah, baby. Oh man. We're going to predict the shit out of this stuff. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let's start with Rud Dog on this one. Yeah. Let's see what his prediction is.
All right. You know, I liked your roar of the week this week, UJ, because even though I gave it to Hutch, I do think Goff is about to pick apart this Bears defense, especially because, you know, as much as the Bears look at that game and, like, think, look how they blew it, I think Goff, that game was sort of like a thorn in Goff's side with all those turnovers. I think he's going to look to replace that performance with a much more efficient and effective performance. And I do think he's going to spread the ball around masterfully to the likes of Jahmyr Gibbs, J-Mo, and St. Brown, and they're going to go off, and LaPorta. It's going to just be an air raid. But, you know, the fun thing is that it's going to be, like, on top of a really good run performance from Monty and Gibbs. So I think our offense is just going to really shut up this Bears defense. And I agree with Connor Orzy, whoever said that Bears defense's top run thing D is going to go down this week, but Goff's going to be the spearhead with that passing game. And so I think he's going to throw for a few tutties. The run game's going to put up a few tutties. Goff's going to have a tutty, or Hutch is going to have a tutty. So it's just going to be a bloodbath. I think we know what this team is now. They got up on us a little bit last time, but I don't think it's going to get up on us this time. I think we're going to just take this game from step one and all the way to the final step with domination. I'm going to call 62, and there's going to be a 3-point kick for the Bears because Fields is going to like make one play. And yeah, 62-3, Lions domination.
So what is that? Your
That's my prediction.
All right, man. Close game right there for Rudd Dog this week. Bob,
I was struggling with it.
All right. Yeah, I like this matchup. The Bears, they're starting to feel pretty confident. That last game against the Vikings, they beat the Vikings, whatever, and their defense is playing pretty well. They're feeling pretty good, but I think reality is going to start setting in here. Playoff teams are pushing, which the Lions are one of those. So I see another big win for the Lions and a dejected Justin Fields. That's what I'm predicting. There's going to be a sideline shot of Justin Fields just looking sad.
Like Jay Cutler? You
know? Yeah. I mean, he'll have a big play at some point of the game and, you know, score a touchdown pass or whatever. But then later in the game, he's just going to – his whole body language is going to be, like, defeated.
Nice.
So look for that. But I think this is going to be like I said, Laporta is going to go off, and I think Ben Johnson's going to have a good game plan, and I think we're going to win the third quarter, which has been a bugaboo for us. The third quarter's been rough. But I see 34-17 Lions. Ooh-hoo-hoo. They're going to get some scores, you know, because our defense is a little injured, but we're going to pretty much walk away with this thing. 34-17 Detroit Lions.
So what is that? Is that your...
Are you serious?
Oh, that's my score of the week. No, my prediction.
All right. I like that one. And I also want to give you extra points for using bugaboo in a sentence today, because right. That's... you got to get points for that. Anybody can use bugaboo in a sentence deserves.
He also
credit.
Said dejected. I like that was. Right. What'd you call your thesaurus?
Come on, how many times you hear bugaboo in a sentence, right?
If you have your drinking the blue Kool-Aid bingo cards at home, you can cross
out. Oh my God, he said bugaboo! I win!
All right. Well, like I said, Connor and Big Z had to text their predictions in. So Connor, his prediction was 31-17 Lions. He says Hutch collects a sack and golf balls in the cold. He's collecting golf balls in the cold? What? Is that what? Did I read that right?
I think you're a Dizzy Exel last time.
Golf balls. Golf. Oh. I enunciated improperly. It's golf balls in the cold. Not he's looking for golf balls.
You really need to work on your diction, UJ.
My diction. Okay. Yeah. Golf balls in the cold, he says. Kirby gets a pick, too. His. So, yeah. 31-17 is
what if
Connor's
he does find a golf ball? Like,
is that like
field?
Does Goff get kicked in the nuts and he has to put an ice pack on him?
They stop the game the looking for golf balls. That would be... Oh, the golf. I don't have any balls.
No balls.
Oh boy.
Oh, you think the wizard would give me balls?
Of course he will. Oh my God. Now I can't see. Eyes are watered up.
Can't well, that see. Was you got your eyes closed.
That was Connor's prediction. Oh God, that's too much, too funny. All right, now time for Big Z's prediction. Remember, say a prayer for Big Z's. Got the COVID.
Got the Rona. COVID.
He's got the Corona. But I hope maybe he needs that other kind of Corona to help him out of this Corona. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So his prediction is Lions 27, Bears 19. Big Z's looking for a close game. But here's what he sees happening. Tight game going into the fourth. Lions have a long drive of 10-plus plays long to have to have a score to put them up by 8 at the end of the game. Yes. Ooh, I like that. That'll make for an exciting game. Keep us on the edge of our seats, though.
How I mean, no offense, but I like mine better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's Big Z's prediction. And now,
What did I say?
No. I'm not. We're not done yet.
Wait.
Oh, wait. UJ hasn't gone. Oh, no.
Kid J hasn't gone yet. You got to get Kid J's prediction.
Go
ahead, UJ.
My prediction is that the Lions will win 31-21 against
the 31-21. Win by 10. That's good. That's good.
Double-digit win.
A double-digit win. So, Kid J,
what do you got for details on that, Kid J? Yeah, what do you got?
You see anything happening?
Like I said, Goff's going to have two touchdown passes. One is going to go to Amon-Ra, which Jack, you'll probably know, really have like a little nap here in that play. He'll just be so bored. And then the other one is going to go to Brock Wright.
I think Brock Wright's going to get a touchdown.
Didn't he have one the last time we played him?
That prediction just sounds right.
Absolutely. And then Montgomery's going to get a rushing touchdown at home.
Yeah. So we got three touchdowns. You got 10 more points.
And then there's going to be a field goal. And then I'd have to say a rushing touchdown by Jameer Gibbs.
I love this.
Nice prediction there, Kid J.
Riley Patterson with the 60-yard field goal to close out the first
half.
A strong wind blowing from the north. Okay. All right. My prediction, I've been thinking about this carefully, and I'm making this up as I go right here. So here we go. My prediction is Lions 31-17. Yes, the Bears will get a few points on the board, and it's going to suck. But generally speaking, our defense is going to do a really good job on Justin Fields in this game. And I predict at least 2 turnovers, 1 pick and 1 fumble recovered by Aiden Hutchinson. Nice. The pick probably by Brian Branch. So I'm going to go 2 turnovers, and one of them is going to turn into a score. And Goff's just going to – he's going to light it up. He's going to have a great game, 3 touchdown passes. And Amon-Ra's going to get one. Laporta's going to get one. And – the one we haven't really talked about is Montgomery. This is, you know, I know he played his old team once already, but this is playing him in the home field now in Chicago. So he's going to want to show those Chicago fans what they're missing too. So he's going to be out to prove something in this game. So I think he's going to get 100 yards in this game. He's going to have a big game, some big plays. So my prediction, 31-17. Lions, it's my prediction. For the week. Yes.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All
right. So wait.
Now my math.
Wait. Okay. No. Do your math. Red Dog, do your math. What? Two.
UJ, if my calculations are correct, we all picked the Lions to win.
Wait. We all did?
All of us. Wow. Every single one of us.
How about that, folks?
Is the sky falling? I don't know. It's crazy. I see a pig. It's flying now. Oh, God.
Someone save that man. Okay.
My toes are getting cold. I think hell just froze over. I don't know. Would
anybody like to, before we wrap up, you know, our pod here today and wish all the folks out there a joyous, happy Christmas season and all the Lions fans. Oh, did anybody see that? I don't know. It was a TikTok or a reel or something like that. They were going around asking Lions fans if they would rather solve global warming or Lions win a Super Bowl.
No, I didn't see that.
It's hilarious. Sure. Go, Lions Super Bowl, of course. Then there's a couple out there that said, oh, global warming, more important. No.
I like the ones who are like, global warming. And they're like, but what if Lions win first before global warming comes and ends the world? They're like, okay, Lions.
Anyway, you get a chance to see
that's
that.
That's pretty funny.
Any closing comments here?
No. Hey, did you guys see Bye Bye Barry?
Yes.
Documentary?
Yeah. Saw it.
Yeah. I thought that was really good. And there was some awesome footage of I know this came out a few weeks ago, but I hadn't talked to you guys about it.
But I think we should start a segment, Bob. Why is Wait, what's the quarterback's name? From
Scott Mitchell.
Why is Scott Mitchell mad?
Yeah, it was interesting because they barely mentioned him in the thing.
I know, they didn't. I saw it too.
He should have been maybe mad at Fonts because Fonts is like, I wish you had a quarterback when you were here or something.
Did he say that?
That was the only comment.
I missed it then.
Yeah, when they're talking on the sidelines.
Oh, that's why he's mad then. That's why.
Oh, like back during the game, you mean? Like all the way back then?
No. This is when Barry came back earlier in the season when they unveiled the statue and then Fonts was there.
Yeah,
and
they're okay.
Like just talking on the sidelines. He's like, that's when he said, like, Joe Montana wanted to play here, but Chuck Schmidt said he was too old, and then he had a great year with Kansas City, you know, because he wanted to play with Barry, which would have been interesting.
Do you think Mitchell was just sitting there like, mention me, I made Barry.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't think the show was groundbreaking in any way, but it was just fun seeing all the Barry highlights and some of the, you know, the people in the background.
They did a good job for people who didn't grow up with Barry, just showing just how damn good he was.
Oh, my God, that guy was so good.
Oh, yeah.
You know. How elusive he was.
I do know opinion on Barry really does hinge on what Jeff Daniels thinks, though. So, you know, that was important to see. I don't know. Just the whole celebrity point of view felt weirdly inserted.
Hey, Jeff Daniels and Peyton Manning helped lift the curse.
I don't even get why Peyton Manning's involved with this. Like, or what was that?
It was on the Peyton Manning TV show, whatever that is. Yeah. Peyton's Places.
Hey, well, someone had to
stay
do it,
away
okay?
from Ford Field. You someone ain't a lion.
That's right. Okay. I'll get Peyton.
Dan Campbell's going to break the curse. Don't give credit to Peyton for that.
Right. Now we are digressing. Okay.
Well, I think gonna transgress. Yes.
I think we're
on that note.
I think we're at an on that note moment here.
Yeah.
So,
wait, are you saying on that note?
I think we'll end this pod here. And I'd like to thank all the fans for listening. And thanks for Sideline Report for hosting our pod. Thank you for hosting us. And and you can follow us on, what can they follow us on?
All the things.
All the things, like at Twitter. Drinking Lions on Twitter /X, Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid at Instagram, I think.
Wow, such doing? Enthusiasm.
Yeah. I'm going to get it wrong.
And then drinking the blue Kool-Aid at gmail.com if you decide if you want to email pals. Us your thoughts yes. and or if you have any questions.
Or tell us your thoughts on life.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah.
We like to know.
Whatever you thought of our digressions, you can.
Yes.
And we promise no transgressions.
Just.
And then join us on our YouTube live recaps after the game on Sunday nights.
That's the best.
On Sunday night.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you'll see my awesome Lions bathrobe next week.
Dope. So besides thanking all the wonderful people out there listening to this pod, and we'd have to thank our producer, Kid J. Hey, not too bad. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kid J. You are awesome as always. Awesome.
You're the man.
You are the man. And on that note, as we bid you adieu, and we'll talk to you after the Lions' crushing defeat of the Bears this week. As always, last but not least, it's hard to fill in Z's. These are big shoes to fill, okay? I'm sorry.
He's like, but size 13,
he's like a master of this stuff. So,
like a clown with the big shoes.
Wow. Hit a man when he's down with COVID. I love it. All right.
Sorry.
Last but not least, it's the Kool-Aid. Last but not least, as always,
go.
The field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave, rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go.
All right.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.